Wish I'd forget it and.
Hog what?
I call a hog lot. And they just had just a lot, you know, it was just full of hogs.
Oh, they were that's pretty amazing. Thing. And so the building that you store the corn in.
Corn crib.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, they had a place for everything.
How about for storing the grain?
Oh, they had a wheat house. And rats, ooh, you never seen really? Like a rat.
Oh, no.
Every time I'd go in there, I'd see the rats running around.
And was that just a building on?
Just a big, yeah, big building.
And that's all they had in there was the grain.
And I had a cellar dug out in the ground to keep the milk and butter and everything we didn't have, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, what was that called?
It was called a cellar, just for the, kind of a milk house.
Yeah.
And they keep things down there, butter, everything is so cold, they put down there, and sometimes they'd let the butter down in buckets, down in the well.
Oh, that is really interesting.
Uh-huh. See, that's the way they used to have to do, you know, before they didn't have no such thing as a refrigerator and anything like that. And they'd go to town, of course, they'd have ice houses. They had an ice house here.
And what did they
And they make in? Ice cream.
Oh, good.
Had that big old gallon freezer, and we had plenty of milk, you know. And, and every Saturday afternoon, we'd make a freezer full of ice cream.
That is really fun. Don't you wish you still did some of this?
Yeah, you know, I like this. I wouldn't care for going back. I said, you know, you wouldn't want to miss all these conveniences. Well, I said, well, they had fun, had more time to visit than we do now with all these conveniences.
Yeah.
People just don't visit anymore.
Well, I still visit.
One thing, they watch television, man. I keep up with
that one.
I keep up with a lot of these soap operas, you know. I said I was just a fanatic on these. I wished I didn't. And if you ever, it's just like a continued story. If you ever start watching them, you're eager to know what's going to happen the next day.
Yeah, I know.
You better be glad you don't have one.
I didn't want one. Okay, let's get back.
Well, we better.
The upper part of the barn, what is that called?
That's called a loft.
Yeah, and do you ever... Do you store hay up there?
Oh yeah, hay. That's where you put your hay and fodder.
Yeah. Okay. If hay is piled up outside of the barn.
That's called a haystack.
Yeah. And how about are they any different when they're inside the barn?
The hay?
Yeah.
Well, you have to. It keeps better inside. But they do use it, you know, these...
They have to put them outside when there's not enough room.
Not enough room inside.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a thing that has four poles and a sliding roof? I think that's for protecting hay. I'm not sure.
Well, I never just seen nothing like that, but I guess that's what it would be, Father.
Did you ever hear of hay barrack?
No, but I guess that's what it is.
Okay. And see, when you first cut the hay, what did you do with it?
They stack it up.
And do you know any names for the real small piles of hay raked up in the field?
No, I just see it raked up, you know.
Yeah. Okay. How about, have you ever heard of cock? It's the that's the hay raked up in the field.
It is.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
No, either. I never did either. Some of these things I've never heard of. Okay. Then you said that there's a shelter for cows.
They're called sheds.
Yeah.
And cow sheds.
How about when it's raining? Was there anything special for them when it was raining?
Well, they'd drive them under these sheds so that, you know, protect them from the rain.
Right. So they used the sheds.
They had the sheds on either side of the barn, you know. They. Sheds that come off, that's built onto the barn, you know, and they go under these sheds, and then at night you put them in stalls.
That's good. Okay, I understand that. How about, did you know anybody that had horses?